you're seeing and what you're reading and what you need to trust it, that roll it to a spot where he can do that.
Yeah, just a play action to the right side. My read's the flat to the corner, a little low-high read, and just try to make it as quick as possible. And the more decisive you are, the better off you're going to be. So the guy flew out to the flat, put it over top, and Adam made a great catch, and O-line did a great job with protection up front.
What do you have to make sure that ball is for him with what?
Us or nobody.
The fourth and three conversion, it looked like he was maybe your third progression on that. Is that what you saw on that play?
Yeah. You know that play? Take me through it, man. Yeah, he's about one, two, or three. Just took what the defense gave us. So just trust my read, going through the progression. Again, O-line did a great job up front, giving me time, so I'm able to work through my progression. Just quiet feet in the backfield, and Adam ran a great route. Just put the ball on him so we can convert. So that was a big drive for us.
Yeah. Were you a little surprised that you guys went for it on that fourth? It looked like you were running off the field for a second. And then there was some confusion when they called timeout. Were you? I mean, and then it shows some confidence in the coaching staff to let you go for it.
I was excited, so I wanted to be out there for the fourth down. I thought we could get it, and we did. So I was running off because that's usually what you do. And then Dowell told me in my headset we're going for it. So just got everyone back up and ran the play.
After watching tape of the game, what's the one area that you feel that the offense really improved on in the Bengals game versus like the previous couple weeks?
I think just being consistent. Coming fast off the ball, O-line did a great job establishing the run game, and then just finding those explosive plays in the pass game, stretching them east and west, and then just converting on third down. So I think that's what allowed us to be consistent, and everyone just did their job. They executed, and when the ball came their way, receivers made plays, running backs ran hard, and O-line controlled the line of scrimmage in the pass game and the run game.
Mitch, why do you think you guys have been so good, or you personally?
Just emphasizing it, just working really hard at it during the week, studying third down really hard, and just knowing the third down game plan. And when it comes down to third down in the game, just it comes down to execution. So whoever executes on third down is usually going to get it right. And again, it goes back to great protection by the O-line. All starts in the huddle with communication, and then communication at the line of scrimmage, and getting everything set so we get everyone picked up, and then the receivers just making plays, getting open, and me putting the ball in the right spot. So just focus on that during the week, carries over to the game on Sunday.
You haven't thrown an interception on third down.
Why would you jinx me? Come on, dude. Come on, dude. That's not cool.
What's the balance?
Don't talk about it.
What's the balance?
Put them in a timeout. The best way to not do it is not talk about it. Just working hard on third down, trusting my guys, and again being aggressive within the time of the play, and trusting my reads, and just continue to use my accuracy and use good footwork is just what's going to allow us to stay good on third down, and taking care of the football is always number one priority. So we're just going to continue to focus on that. You better hope. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it'll be good because we got a lot of film on them, especially from the matchup we played them in. So it's going to be and preparation is very important this week, just getting a good tell on them, what they've been running. So really first, second down, and third down is going to be crucial. Just we want to stay on the field, again, convert third downs and come away with more points. Last time we had a couple times the penalties got us and that one turnover. So we're just going to take care of the football and play our game, and hopefully we could take all the positives we did from last game and carry them over to this game coming up.
What did you like about your performance the first time?
Just took care of the football, was aggressive within time of play, and found completions. So, again, just want to do those things, be good on third down, and really just lead the offense down the field. But we want to come away with more points and just stay ahead.
Third down completion came over, I think it was pretty early in the fourth quarter on Sunday, where there's a corner blitz coming off the blind side and you kind of rolled right. Is that a design rollout or is that something you just felt vision-wise?
I just felt that. So we made a protection change in the middle of the game because they were kind of picking up when we were changing protection. So we left it and they just got us there. So it was a good call on their part, but yeah, I just felt it, turned it into a kind of a rollout because I knew my receivers were breaking out on that side, and yeah, I knew I was hot, free one guy, and Kendall made a great grab. So we were able to convert, and that's just the types of things you need to do on third down.
What allows you to feel that? Is it peripheral vision, or do you just have a sense of what's possible?
I mean, I saw him running at me. I knew nobody was going to block him, so I didn't want to stand there and take a shot. So just roll out, get a completion.
Mitch, coaches have talked about – go ahead, Chris.
do you feel you have a better connection with your receivers now than you did, say, a few weeks ago? And if so, what's led to that?
For sure. Spending a lot of time with them, just getting better each week. I mean, the more you can throw with a person and your teammates, the better you're going to get. You're just going to build that chemistry, and we really just gotten on the same page, able to trust each other. And the more routes you run, the better the timing is and all that stuff. So I feel really confident in that group, and we just need to continue to get better each day.
Mitch, coaches have talked about you getting better every time you play. Do you feel a little like last week you took a bigger step than you had in some other games? And in what areas?
I just feel like I'm getting better each week. I don't know about specific areas, but all I'm worried about is winning and getting better each day. So I think it all starts with leadership and coming into the building, working hard, making sure I'm preparing the right way. Walking around the building with a positive mindset, picking up the guys, making sure everyone's locked in at practice, and then doing my job. Great communication in the huddle at the line of scrimmage, doing my footwork, putting the ball in the right spot, and just doing the little things on a daily basis, and I think that's what's allowed me to get better, and then it's carried over to Sunday. So it's not just me. I think we're just getting better as a group and really gelling together, and the chemistry is building, and hopefully that allows us to get better each week. But the number one priority is winning, so that's all I'm focused on.
This will be your 10th start. What are you proudest of and where the growth has come since early October?
Just feel like I'm getting better each week. The preparation has been consistent. I know what I need to do week in and week out. I'm proud of where we've come as a team, and you can look at the wins and losses, but I think there's different growth as far as chemistry and just the positive vibe around the building and how we feel, how the attitude is in the locker room going forward. So I feel confident about that. And, yeah, that's probably what I feel best about, just where this team's at, where our mindset's at. And even though our win-loss record isn't where we want it to be, we're just trying to finish out strong. And it starts every day in practice and starts this Saturday against Detroit.
Last year, what did it mean to you to see Zach Ellen around the building
this year? Oh, yeah. It means a lot. It's awesome to see Zach. I mean, he texts me almost every day checking up on me, and I need to be checking in on him. So I think that just tells you what kind of person he is. He's still worried about this team. He wants to continue to see me develop and go out there. And every time I go out there, I know it's a reflection of my teammates and Zach. So I'm trying to put on a show for him and just continue to make him proud and for him to be in the building. He's a positive guy. You want to be around him, especially the situation he's going through, a bad situation, but he's making the most out of it, and he's still got a smile on his face, and he's an incredible person. Can't say enough about Zach and what he's meant to this team and how he continues to check up on us and myself. So he's awesome.